Begin in a standing position with your feet parallel and under your hips. Feel where your feet make contact with the floor. Notice the places on your feet where you are bearing weight. Notice the pressure you feel on the balls of the feet and the heels. You can slowly sway forward and back, shifting your weight from the front to the back, and then find the position where your weight is distributed evenly through your feet, from front to back and from side to side, so that all of your weight is centered over your feet. Sense the legs, how they extend from the pelvis. Extended, but relaxed, not stiff or locked. Feel how the pelvis lines up with the feet. You can bend the knees just a little bit so that they're not locked. Rock your pelvis forward and back and adjust your stance to become centered. Sense into the body and notice all of the sensations in the body now. As always, notice any reactions that arise. Notice the thoughts and the emotions that take the attention away from the body. Let them be. Be aware of the base of your spine. Extend your tailbone down and let the spine lengthen up away from the tailbone. Noticing the space that's there, creating more space as your spine lengthens. Feel as if you are growing taller. Without forcing, feel the body lengthening. Notice your head, where it rests on the body. Center your head with the pelvis and the feet. Notice the vertical line from the top of the head through the spine to the pelvis and then the feet. Upright, centered, and balanced. Feel the breath in your body. What does it feel like to breathe in this position? To breathe out? Look closely. Allow the body to receive the breath wherever it receives it, naturally and effortlessly. Allow the exhalation to happen naturally. Just allow it to happen by itself, simply noticing how the breath flows in and out. Just letting the body be, letting the body breathe in its own way. Observing the ebb and flow of the breath as it enters and exits the body. A continuous flow, over and over, in the body, right now. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Inhale again, and now allow the arms to rise up and out to the sides as you breathe in, as if the breath were moving the arms. And then, as you exhale, lower the arms, let them come back to your sides, and then repeat this movement, breathing in, letting the arms rise gently with the breath, breathing out, and letting them return to your sides, rising and falling with the breath at your own pace. Letting the breath cause the movement, not forcing, not pushing. Continuing in this way as you feel the breath gently, smoothly move the arms and gently release. Let the movement feel effortless, just noticing how it feels. Now, inhale more deeply and extend the arms out, drawing them up until they're parallel with the floor. Feel the muscular effort now guiding the movement. When you exhale now, release the effort and allow the arms to lower. Continue this movement. You can have the sense that as you draw the arms up, the arms are helping to deepen the inspiration. And as you release the arms and let them come back to your sides, that movement is helping the breath to flow out. Observing the contrast between the extension and the release. Feeling the breath and the movement together, the ebb and the flow. Now inhale and lift the arms higher and press down through the legs, arms and legs extending fully, drawing the arms up higher. Exhale and release. Draw the breath in again. The breath deepens. Feel the breath lifting the entire body and the arms drawing in the breath. And then feel the body empty of the breath as you release. Inhale again and let the arms rise up as far as feels comfortable, as far as they can draw the breath. And then exhale and let the breath and the arms release. Feel the breath filling the entire body, and then feel the body empty of the breath. The breath enters, the body lengthens. The breath exits, the body settles into itself. Feel as if your entire body is breathing. Let the arms remain lifted up above your shoulders. Feel the torso become long with arms lifted, the lungs long, receiving and releasing the breath. Continue to breathe. Feel the breath fill the length of the body as you inhale. Feel the effort and the body release as you exhale. Breathing and filling. Releasing as you exhale. And on your next exhalation, allow the arms to float back down to your sides. Let the body settle. Observe the body and its response to that movement. Notice sensations that you feel in this moment. Notice the breath in this moment. Notice any reactions, the thoughts or emotions that you find right now. Now bring your attention to your shoulders. On your next inhalation, allow the breath to raise the shoulders at the same rate as the breath comes in. And as you exhale, allow the shoulders to settle back, releasing them. Your breath causing the shoulders to lift, your breath allowing the shoulders to settle. Let this movement be as slight or as large as the breath allows it to be. And now at the end of the inhalation, round the shoulders back and exhale slowly, lowering the shoulders, feeling them settle. And continue this movement in this way, breathing in, drawing the shoulders up, and then back. And then, with your exhalation, shoulders lowering down and slightly forward, back to where they began. Be with this subtle circling, moving the shoulders, rolling the shoulders with the breath, letting it be natural. And now, adding some muscular effort. Inhale and lift the shoulders higher. Let the shoulders draw the breath in more fully. Then let them roll back and exhale. Let them come back to where they began. Your breath and your shoulders moving together, experiencing the sensations that arise, feeling the breath in the body. As you continue circling the shoulders, now bend your elbows with this circling. As the shoulders draw up, let your elbows bend, bringing the hands towards the chest. As you breathe out and release the shoulders, let the arms straighten, as if you were rowing a boat. Allow the circling of the shoulders and the arms to draw the breath in, and allow the relaxation of the arms and the shoulders to help the breath to leave, to help the body to settle and let go. And just continue in this way for a few slow, full breaths at your own pace. Bring your full attention into each point of the movement, bringing your awareness to the sensation in each moment, drawing the attention back from the past or the future, not concerning yourself with the last cycle or with what happens next, seeing if you can bring all of the attention into this moment of sensation and movement in the body right now. And then, as you exhale, lower the arms. Let them come back to your sides. Relax the whole body. Notice if you've been holding tension somewhere else. Relax the face, the hands, the belly. Observe the effects of this movement. Look to see where your attention is right now. Just noticing how it feels. Now, step out wide so that your feet are about 4 feet apart. Turn out your left toes. Turn your right heel out so that your toes turn in. Bring your hands to your hips. Take a deep breath in and lengthen up through your spine as if you were growing taller. Exhale and bend your torso sideways to the left. Gently, let gravity lead your body into this side stretch. Don't push so hard that you feel discomfort. Just allow your body to find its natural resting place. And in that position, feel the natural ebb and flow of your breath. And if you like, let the breath deepen the stretch. If the stretch feels too intense or becomes uncomfortable, bend your left knee or widen your stance, or come back up, just allowing the position of the body to create the sensation of a gentle stretching. Notice where you tensed other parts of the body unnecessarily, and allow your breath to settle into the stretch in a comfortable way. The breath filling the right side of your torso, breathing into the space where you feel the stretch. One more breath, feeling each moment of breath and sensation. And then as you inhale, rise back to center. Pause for a moment here to feel the sensations in the body. Now, stretching the other side, turning your right toes out, letting the left heel move out a little, so that the left toes point in a bit, bringing your hands to your hips. allowing the breath to guide the body into this side stretch. On exhalation, gently lowering the torso to the right. Sense the stretch in the body and adjust the position to be fully aware of the stretch in the body, not allowing the stretch to cause pain or discomfort, but just to feel the sensation of the stretch across the entire left side of the body. The body easing into the stretch gradually. Feeling a breath in this position, letting the breath fully saturate and enter into the part of the body that is stretching. And then on your next inhalation, coming back up, coming back to standing, and pausing here for another few breaths to notice the effect of that movement on your body and your mind. Relax the face, the belly, the hands. Just rest here in this moment. With your stance staying wide, feet wider than hip width, again place your hands on your hips. Place the index fingers near the top of the front of the thighs below the hip bones and bend your knees and lower the torso forward. The index fingers become lost in the crease where the legs meet the pelvis. The tailbone tips back slightly. The spine is long and extended. Bend your neck so that your chin comes towards your chest slightly and feel the length of the back of your neck continuous with your spine. Soften your gaze. Begin to circle towards the left, circling around the top rim of the pelvis. Continue to circle around with your full attention, every inch mindful along the way. Circling side, then back, then right and forward. Continue adjusting the movement if you experience any discomfort. Let the circle be as gentle as your body needs, but maintain your full awareness on the sensation. The torso circling like a pendulum, fluid, continuous. Now circle in the opposite direction. Allow whatever rigidity and tension you notice, the hands, the legs, or the face, to dissolve. Rest in the movement and the flow. Free the pelvis. Unlock the legs. The circle becomes longer and wider. You can drop your hands and dangle them as you move, softening the head and the neck, letting the entire body, supple and flowing, be caught up in this movement, soft and fluid. When your torso comes forward next, let it rest here and hang heavy down over the feet. Soften the head and neck. Release the entire spine towards the floor. Bend your knees. Stay here for a few moments of breath and rest. Rest the body, the mind, and the breath. Feel the life, the breath, the awareness in this moment. Now bend the knees more so that the hands come down to the floor and step back with one leg and then the other and come down onto your hands and knees. Now bend at the knees, letting the buttocks move back to rest on the ankles and feet. Slowly and gently, allow your hips to come to your heels and your torso to rest over your thighs. If your forehead comes to the floor, rest it there, or rest it on your hands. Feel the movement of the breath in the center of the folded body, and if you can, let go of all unnecessary effort, just noticing the breath. Let the body support itself. And just rest in the breath for a few moments.